I'm Xanthi Behm and this is Here Come the Girls on Phoenix FM. This week I had a chat with one of my favourite authors, Amy Keane, and she told me about her brand new illustrated poetry collection, House of Weeds.
Phoenix FM.
So thanks, Amy, for joining me today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So tell me all about this new book of yours, House of Weeds.
House of Weeds is a fictional poetry collection. Basically, I always write about weirdness. I always write about weird people and the struggle that everybody has with being themselves. And the idea came about because one of my friends, Jack, is like, he's like a celebrity gardener, like a gardening influencer. It exists. He's always been obsessed with weeds because, you know, weeds are, at some point, hundreds of years ago, someone in the botany world decided that weeds were undesirable. You know, they should be banished from the garden.
Yeah.
But actually, weeds are beautiful. You know, poppies are weeds, buttercups are weeds, ferns are weeds.
Sure.
They're just unruly and rebellious and unpredictable. And that's why they've kind of been banished. So he was telling me about this and he was telling me about his obsession. And I thought, oh, that's like people.
Yeah.
all the best people are weeds. So I wrote this fictional story about a group of individuals who've been kind of shunned by society, you know, who look different. Their sexuality is different. They think differently. And they manage to find each other. The story goes that there were two houses in Peckham between the years 1897 and 1941, where all of society's outcasts at the time managed to find each other. So yeah. No one really knew who lived in the house. All they heard, you know, all people heard from outside the house was walkers' parties and screams and babies crying. And the book is about how these people, as weird and wonderful as they were, managed to coexist in harmony. Every single poem is from the perspective of a different person in that house. So you have some crazy people, you have some frustrated people. Basically, it's all me, though.
When did you start writing poetry? Because I know, obviously, you're an author.
Can I tell you, it's a quite a bad story. Because some people have been writing poetry for, you know, since they were five or whatever. When my first book, The Little Girl Who Gave Zero Ducks,
yeah,
was written in verse, as you'll know. So it was written in verse. It's a fairy tale for grown-ups. And at the time, the poetry community said that it, you know, this is not poetry. This is not poetry because it rhymes. And I realised there's lots of snobbery around what is and is not poetry. So I thought, oh, you know what? Fine, I'll be a poet then.
Yeah.
So I learned how to be a poet. I did a course, like a 6-week course. With the Faber Academy, which is they're the publisher who published like Sylvia Plath and Ted Hughes, and learned how to be a poet. And
wow.
And I enjoy it now.
That's lovely.
Lots of regular people like you and me find it really inaccessible. It's sometimes considered to be a bit clever, too clever for its own good. So what I like to do is write accessible poetry that people can actually understand.
Yeah.
That only very rarely rhymes.
Clever. So how long did it take to write this book?
This book, it took about 6 months. But I have to confess, because I was on a deadline. So normally with a book of poetry, you'll have most of the work and you'll pitch it to a publisher and then they like it and you write the rest. I was on a quite tight deadline and wrote about a fifth of the book really drunk.
Okay.
one night. I was like, oh God, no, I have to get this done. Got really drunk and wrote it. And it's honestly some of the best stuff I've ever written.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to be said for truth in drunkenness,
yeah,
isn't there? It gets rid of your inhibitions, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. So you've got the publisher fly on the wall. They're called a publisher with a conscience. What does that mean?
They're an independent publisher. They'll generally only work with people who have books that are trying to move society along in some way. So they have anthologies about kind of climate change and the environment. They have a lot of feminist tech. So they'll only kind of do stuff that they think will help people rather than stuff that's too self-indulgent. And so because House of Weeds is a lot about like neurodiversity and identity and mental health and the struggles that people have just trying to be themselves, that's why they grabbed it.
So you're launching. Tell me about the launch of the book.
Oh, yeah. So, well, originally, before all the craziness, we were going to launch the book in two houses in Peckham with like an immersive theatre style. So you'd walk in and there'd be weeds all over the house and you'd hear voices kind of as you walked in, and there'd be the poems like spray painted over the walls.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I know. Hopefully we'll still do it one day.
Yeah.
But because that was the plan, I'm trying to do something a little bit different. So I'm hosting a virtual launch on Zoom that transports you to the house. So I've got loads of different really interesting voices reading the poems, who are kind of acting as, you know, the weeds, the characters in the book.
Wow.
One of them is a guy called Magical Bones, who was on Britain's Got Talent.
Ooh.
I know, okay. He's a hip-hop magician.
So how can we get involved with that?
Well, it's on Eventbrite.
Okay.
If people want to go to my Twitter, I'm Kino81, and I have the link on my Twitter. Tickets are £5, but none of that goes to me. It's going to the charity Refuge. Because obviously now is a, you know, it's a really important time for domestic abuse charities.
Okay, I'll make sure all of that goes on the Phoenix FM website. I was reading a review and it said, "The wet fire that burns on the pages of this book makes it uniquely attractive, brilliant, inventive and powerful. This is one book everyone should own." How fabulous is that?
I know. Wowzers. It's a very nice review.
Where can we buy your book?
So you can buy it anywhere. It's on Amazon. It's in Waterstones. But also, independent poetry presses kind of rely on people buying through their website, because then they get, with Amazon, I think you get less commission or something.
Sure.
So I think it's flyonthewallpoetry.co.uk is the website. And also, I forgot to mention, the book's illustrated. So my friend Jack that I mentioned right at the beginning, the famous gardener, is also an artist, and he's illustrated the whole thing. So every single poem has an illustration, and they're crazy.
Yeah, I looked at some of it. It looks incredible.
He's so talented. Like, he's amazing. Like, he's been the inspiration for this whole book.
Wonderful. Well, very best of luck with it all. Good luck with
Thank
the launch.
You.
When is that? On the 17th, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, 17th of May at 5 p.m.
Fantastic. And I do hope after lockdown you can do the original launch idea, because that sounds incredible.
Doesn't it? Yes, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Even if it happens at Christmas.
Thanks so much for joining me, Amy. I really appreciate your time, and good luck with House of Weeds.
Thank you. It was lovely to speak to you. I'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Phoenix FM.
Looking like the winter bird on my head, the water. toes, Gulfstream through the open door. Fly away to what you wanna make.
To Amy Keane for chatting to me about her brand new book, House of Weeds. I'll put all the information you need to buy that book and for the launch on the 17th of May, all on the Phoenix FM website. And that was a track that Amy chose by Feist, I Feel It All, from 2007.